Robin Hood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We've some suggestions for your enjoyment. Happily, they're all in person this week. Vita Muir stood under a tree on the campus of the Frederick Gunn School, a spot noted for its reliable cell phone signal in an area of otherwise spotty reception. As she chatted with a reporter, she waited for students and parents to start arriving for the third session of the Litchfield Jazz Camp. We report on her ambitious agenda in All That's Jazz. The Barden Party, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Banford Hall Gilded Museum is the perfect setting for an outdoor garden party, complete with joyful Shakespeare theater. The Garden Party, New Zealand's own vintage troupe of traveling troubadours, will perform their raucous, rocking take on one of the Bard's most famous comedies. Come experience A Midsummer Night's Dream as you've never seen it before at Benford Hall in Lenox. Book signer with Kadir Nelson, illustrious illustrator. Don't miss this opportunity to meet author and illustrator Kadir Nelson at a book signing. His exhibit currently on view at the Norman Rockwell Museum. Nelson has been recognized with the most prestigious honors for illustrations, including the Caldecott Medal, Coretta Scott King Award, and multiple New York Times Best Illustrated Book Awards. His paintings have graced the covers of The New Yorker and album covers for Michael Jackson and Drake. His current exhibit at Norman Rockwell Museum, In Our Lifetimes, Paintings from the Pandemic, is a suite of paintings exhibited for the first time, tracing this profound observer's experience of the global COVID-19 pandemic, while bearing witness to world events as they unfolded at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge. Butterflies, move over. It's Moth Week. Join in as Sharon Audubon Center kicks off National Moth Week, a global community science effort that celebrates the beauty, life cycles, and habitats of moths worldwide. They'll have several stations on the property to attract local moth species for viewers to observe. In addition, there will be some fun moth-centered activities and information on how mothers can report their moth sightings to a database. Moths are amazingly diverse, and we're lucky to have them here in Northwest Connecticut. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate our underappreciated community members at the Sharon Audubon Center. The Failure Cabaret. The Fremonts have been married for 10 years, and they have the therapy bills to prove it. They return to the Foundry for this dark comedy cabaret to perform their original music and tell their story of meeting in New York, performing on Broadway, accidentally moving to a pretentious mountain town, doing everything in their power to stay sane and married at the same time at the Foundry in West Stockbridge. Learning America, One Woman's Fight for Educational Justice for Refugee Children. Luma Mufla, a Muslim gay refugee woman from hyper-conservative Jordan, stumbled upon a pickup game of soccer in Clarkston, Georgia. Something compelled her to join. The players, 11 and 12-year-olds from Liberia, Afghanistan, and Sudan, soon welcomed her as the coach of their ragtag but fiercely competitive group. Learning America traces the story of how Luna grew a group of kids into a soccer team, then into a nationally acclaimed network of schools for refugee children. This talk is part of the Mount's annual summer lecture series, now in its 29th year, highlighting recent works of memoir and biography with an eclectic mix of stories about historical figures and contemporary underrepresented voices at the Mount in Lenox. Check out our website for contact information. You can learn more about these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date, so do check it out. Our favorite thing, many goings-on at Chesterwood this summer. The artist's 150-acre estate is still a mecca for the arts, with annual programs and exhibitions during the summer. This year, Arts Alive, a series of long... This year, Arts Alive, a series of hour-long programs, showcases talented artists in music, dance, and the literary arts. Berkshire Kitchen, burrata with blistered cherry tomatoes and grilled corn. My favorite summer dish with a seasonal twist and a quick history of tomatoes and corn. Out on a Limb, a question many of us ask ourselves. It was a disturbing month. Matters of morality, honor, and duty were in the forefront. Issues with no clear answers, but with the implications for the future direction of this country and for what kind of a society we wish to live. Catherine explores America's choices. Country Homes, Villa Arcay. This elegant Second Empire house, originally built in 1878, is completely restored. It has spacious rooms with high ceilings full of light and sunshine, and is sited high on a bluff on 44 acres overlooking fields and dales with mountains beyond. Claverack Creek flows through the property, which boasts a guest house, pool, and pool house. Our sponsored feature, Norfolk Renovation by Oos Builders. Alluring Renovation was a complete structural and architectural gutting and rework of the existing 1800s colonial residence. The complete and modern makeover combines beautiful antique restorations with brand new finishes and new stylish pilasters. Inner elegance, stress, what's your trigger? At its core, our stress symptoms are caused by our resistance to what is, our inability to accept what's happening in the present moment. Now, for many of us, this means that recent events have us in a tailspin. Carolyn takes a look at stress, what it is, and what we can do about it. History's Lens, a photo of Salisbury Grove taken in the mid-19th century, a favorite location for picnics, boating, and swimming. It was not until the late 1940s the area began to take on its modern form, with the concessionaire who sold foodstuffs, bait, tackle, and other sundries. Our site is up live and lively online and on your phone waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. If you stay home, please spend some time on our website. Perhaps plan to experience Litchfield Jazz, drop into Chesterwood, or check out our lodging page to discover a bed for your summer visitors. Only found here. Have a wonderful summer week and weekend.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.